Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Boy, it snuck up on me. I'll admit it. And I've known it's been coming. It's opening day in Japan. And it's opening day for Fireman Jim.
Yeah,
good morning, Fireman Jim.
Exciting stuff. We're watching the game live right now.
We won't do this much more this year.
This is a first, actually.
Mariners, A's.
It's the bottom of the ninth here.
Tokyo Dome.
Two outs.
Yeah.
9-7 Mariners.
Nobody on.
Is this a description or other account of the game?
This is a great game. You been watching it at all?
I've been watching it since the first inning, Fireman Jim.
I did too. Actually, I got up at 4:30 and I watched the very first pitch, saw everything.
I would just happen to be here.
What happens now? Spring training again? Because
no,
opening day isn't for
no. They did this like 45 years ago. They'll play in Japan for two games. It's usually the A's and Mariners because they love their Seattle Mariners in Tokyo because of Ichiro. He's back with the Mariners.
Proximity too, right? I mean,
yeah. And then they'll fly back and they won't play for a week. Then they'll play again in a week and a half.
So they have more spring training games in between? Because you don't want to take a week and a half off.
They might, though. They were allowed to take 28 guys, so they have three extra guys in their roster right now. And there's no guarantee Ichiro is going to make the team even. They're thinking he won't. So,
what?
Yeah, so they have 28 guys there right now. They suited up 25. They gave Ichiro the start. He's the second oldest guy to ever start a game on opening day.
Who's the oldest?
Julio Franco.
Remember him? Look at you. I do remember Julio Franco.
Wonder, great hitter, too.
And there was a grand slam in this game. Mariners hit a grand slam.
Domingo Santana, the ex-Brewer.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know he's a great hitter.
A guy who couldn't get off the bench last year.
All right, well, okay, you're Domingo Santana 2 years ago. You hit 30 home runs.
Yeah.
You're like, this is great. I mean, 30 home run guy. I mean, had a great season. And during the offseason, what do the Brewers do? They sign Yelich.
And Kane.
And all of a you're like, and Braun, wait a second. I'm kind of the fourth man all of a sudden.
I mean, it was great having him come off the bench, unless you're Santana. And then you're going, I'm a starter, man.
He is a starter. And he got sent down, and he took it. He went down to the minors, you know, minimal complaints, played well, came up in late call-ups and played very well for us. Key hits as a pinch hitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, good for him that he ended up in Seattle, and we got Ben Gamble for him in that trade. So he's our fourth outfielder now, which is Matt Gamble's brother. I don't know if you knew that. Remember ex-Brewer Matt Gamble? So Ben's going to be most likely be our fourth outfielder. So Domingo's going to be starting out in Seattle.
It's working out well for Seattle.
It sure is. Grand slam.
Hopefully it works out well on our end as well with Gamble as our fourth outfielder.
So, you know, great watching Ichiro play today start. The game just finished. Seattle wins 9-7. So we're underway for Major League season. You know,
it's like a starter getting out of the blocks and then standing up.
You know, the Brewers go next week to end their exhibition season. They're going to Montreal to play at Olympic Stadium.
Why?
Against the Blue Jays.
Nobody likes baseball in Canada.
They do. They're thinking Montreal might get a team again.
Come on.
Yeah. They do like baseball in Montreal just...
Because we yanked them out of there to stick them in D.C. They're the Nats now.
And they're doing great. Yeah.
Montreal is... That would have to be a dome stadium, wouldn't it? They can't have an opener.
It wasn't... Look at some old footage of the old Montreal Expos games, and they played in the tundra of a stadium that looked like, wow, they're playing...
Let's play a game of what if, Fireman Jim.
Right.
Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sure.
What if Montreal gets another Major League Baseball team?
Right.
Do you name it the Expos again? Or
I do.
No.
I do. Come on.
All right.
The Expos was because they were named after the Expo show?
Well, see, you should know that if you want to name a team after them.
I think that's why they did.
Why did they do it?
They did.
They had the Olympics there, too.
The Olympics were there, but also the World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
No.
And they're red, white, and blue, the American colors.
Right, for an all-American team.
All right, if it can't be Expos, what are you going with?
Canadians. Oh, that's their hockey team.
Well, the CFL team is the Alouettes. That means Meadowlark, actually.
Right. What is else Montreal known for?
I don't know.
Fur trading? Do they still do that?
The Trappers?
The Trappers.
A little historical, maybe. I don't know if they trapped in Montreal.
Some great players have come through Montreal.
They had every great player.
They had a lot of great players.
They were going to
Aren't there cliffs there? Isn't the city kind of on a...
I've never been to Montreal. Just like Three Dog Night, I'd never been to Spain.
A lot of Hall of Famers.
I think the British stormed the cliffs to get at the French in a battle in the French and Indian Wars.
There's your name. That's a long name, but we can...
Yeah. Or we could just call them the Cliffies.
The Cliffies.
The Stormers.
Gary Carter, Randy Johnson, Vlad Guerrero. They've had a lot of great players.
Who's the catcher?
Gary Carter.
Gary Carter, yeah. You just said him. Yeah. Yeah, they were loaded.
They can bring him back. Bring him back. I don't know if it's be through expansion or if Miami would lose their team because their attendance is so bad and they just sell.
A new stadium, though.
I know.
How about the Jazz? They have a jazz festival there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? Utah's got a jazz team.
I don't like it.
It makes more sense for Montreal than it does for Utah.
I don't like it, but it actually works. You're right. They have a jazz festival.
Mm-hmm. If Utah can be the Jazz, any city can be the Jazz. Am I right?
How about the Pricks?
Well, you're going to have to explain.
They have a Grand Prix there.
Oh.
All right. They still have that race there?
I believe it's called a
Canadian Grand Prix.
All right.
Formula One.
Hey, last time I was here last week,
yeah.
You know, I told you I got a new gig now with, I'm not GM anymore, I'm with the Milkmen doing the entertainment thing. We talked about the monkey rodeo that I was...
Yes,
it
that's
got
right.
a really good feedback.
I bet it did.
So I was looking into it more, and man, that'll be fun to have. But...
Is it within the means of the budget, I guess?
Well, it's in the means of the budget. I can manipulate numbers now with my budget. Manipulate some numbers.
Careful with that. People go to jail when they start manipulating numbers.
I'll do it the right
way. Watch Billions.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about, because I've seen other minor league teams do this, and then the protesters really come out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only problem that I'm looking at. It's great entertainment. But, you know, then I'm thinking, you know, you can throw a squirrel on a set of water skis and they don't protest that.
Right.
That's not, is it natural? I think it's more natural for a monkey to rodeo.
You have a horse dive into a pool.
You can have a horse jump off a cliff into a pool.
I don't think you can make animals do much of anything anymore.
So
SeaWorld is a bunch of bad guys, remember?
Yeah.
What about the zoo itself? I know circuses are on the way out, I guess. And
have circus night.
But you can... Yeah, there you
cool.
go.
At the zoo, you can have jumping through hoops.
You can have a safety chicken at a college campus and pet it. Is that natural for what do they call those?
A
safety chicken. What do they call the to calm the students down? To calm the students.
Oh, what's a comfort dog?
Comfort. I've seen in Minnesota. My daughter, they have a comfort
therapy
chicken.
Dog,
therapy.
Sorry.
No.
Therapy.
They, well, they're more for the kids get stressed during tests. They bring a chicken in. To pet.
Because chickens are so calming. They're only one of the most hyper animals around.
I don't know. So I'm still working on
meat. That would calm me down.
Still working on some ideas. So maybe in the monkey already won't fly. If you have something for me, let me know. Because this is minor league baseball. We can do what we want, right? There's no rules.
It's pretty nutty in the minor league baseball world, right?
Maybe there's a couple rules, but more entertainment. So anyways.
I enjoy minor league baseball because they try so hard every night.
That's the gig here. So come out to a game.
Really appreciate
I'm gonna get
that.
You guys. Maybe with a Bob and Brian
What's
night.
Day?
May 24th for the Milkmen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward
get
to
you
it.
Out to
oh,
a game.
I will definitely come to a Milkmen.
Bob and Brian day.
You don't have to have a day
for
us.
We do zany things though. We have zany Bob and Brian skits and games and between inning fun pies in
sure.
the face.
Yeah.
All right. Get you guys on some mini bikes.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Something fun.
There we go.
No, just put. I got to put a helmet on you, though, for safety.
Sure, yeah.
You got to wear a helmet.
Because
that's about it.
This brain has to be protected.
Fight
by
the mascot.
Kid,
you have
right.
a little fist fight with the mascot.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Sells tickets.
Looking forward to it.
Sells tickets.
Hey, we were just talking about Major League Baseball being underway.
Underway.
Just finished the first game in Tokyo.
Yep.
Seattle just defeated Oakland.
Oakland A's, yeah.
And the Brewers are a few days away yet.
Yeah, Brewers 1 week from tomorrow, opening day. Can't wait for that.
Home opener. Opening home.
It's the earliest, I think, ever. This is the earliest Major League Baseball's ever opened. So late March, so against the Cardinals. So, you know, they got a few more cuts to make. I think the lineup is pretty well. And the only thing we're looking at now is what's the rotation going to be, who's going to be our five starters, which of our stars are going to get sent down. And we already know Jimmy Nelson won't start with the team. He'll be down in AAA.
What are we going to do with Chase Anderson? He has had a rough spring training.
He just started again, and he went back to – he was been working on a rotation or a new delivery. So, and that's what you'll see a lot of these pitchers do in spring training. They're working on mechanics. They might throw five changeups in a row to the same hitter just because they wanted to get this changeup down, and they might get just racked. Who knows?
Kind of amazed at that. You can make it all the way to the major leagues.
And they're still working on mechanics.
Start working on the way you do things. It's like, how did you get there if you were doing things wrong?
So last game, I mean, he went back. He's like, he just went back to his old ways, and he was fine.
Okay.
So he's going to start. I mean, most likely he's going to have a spot in the rotation.
Zach Davies?
He's going to have
concerns?
A spot. Yeah. No, he's looking good. I think he'll be in the rotation. We're looking at, I mean, possibly Freddy Peralta.
That's the problem with spring training games. When you see a pitcher get lit up, you don't know what they were trying to do out there, you know, because it's spring training. It's like, well, I'm going to throw two pitches today, no matter what. That's all I'm going to throw.
Exactly.
I'm going to work on these.
Exactly. So if they get lit up, they get lit up. If they go back, as long as they feel good, they look good, they have to tweak something, fine. But I think you're going to see we might go to a six-man rotation to start the season. Who knows?
What's the difference? Well, I mean, the way we go through pitchers, seriously, the way Council goes through pitchers, have everybody as a starter.
We're going to start with as many pitchers as we can. I mean, Jeffress will probably start on the DL, which is, by the way, it's not called DL anymore. It's offensive. It's not the disabled list anymore. It's the IL.
Injured reserve. We've been slowly transitioning to that over the last couple of years,
so
haven't we?
It's not the DL anymore.
Okay, IR.
IR, or IL, what do you want to call it? So
it's still AL. I like it, though, because it still says what it is. Injured reserve.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Jeffress will probably start
injured
on that
reserve
this year.
Is different than the injured list, isn't it?
I don't know. They're both lists, I guess. I don't know.
Well, everybody's probably injured, but this guy is on injured reserve.
Okay.
They're going to be changing some rules next year. It's really working against the Brewers and a few teams. I mean, starting, I think, next year.
The three-batter minimum?
That's starting in 2020, the three-batter. I mean, you know, baseball's not a time game. They're trying to keep trying to clock here, time this, do this, and it's just not a time game. And the attendance has dropped a tiny bit last year, but the revenue is still up. Look at these contracts that are getting signed.
You sound like a general manager now. Listen to you.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like that? These
shows.
Over $1 billion that four guys are getting.
Yeah.
Or three guys, really.
Mike Trout, 400 and how many million for 12 years?
30-ish.
With the Angels?
That's insane money. And I'd like to talk to Tim about this and pick his brain, because when it comes to the finances of baseball, I understand a little bit, but why are they getting all this money now? They're kind of worried about this revenue sharing coming up, I think, because the have-nots, they're separating again. And some of these teams aren't even trying to win anymore. They just can't compete. You get the same teams in the playoffs almost every year. I mean, for the most part, the Brewers made it last year. They made a big run into it. But you get the Red Sox, the Dodgers, everything all the time. So they want to kind of balance that out. So some of these teams are trying to lock these guys in early because they're worried they won't be able to afford them later.
All right. I need your level of excitement, Fireman Jim.
10.
Where are you right now?
For baseball?
Well, for the Brewers.
Oh,
what are your expectations before we wrap this up?
Let's go with... They had 96 wins last year. Let's do one more. What do you think? One more, 97. Want to write that down? 97?
Will that win the division?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that'll happen. The division got better.
It got better, so getting 97 wins would be more impressive this year than last year.
I think
the increment is to win the NLCS.
Yes, it is. Yeah, well, to go to the World Series. They were one game away last year.
Yeah.
I think their team is just as good, if not better, this year. The problem is the Cubs, Cardinals.
They
got
all got
way
better.
And
the Reds got better.
Reds got better. I mean, the only team that seems to be off Pittsburgh, and they always give us fits anyways. So
right.
NL Central is the best division in baseball. So if we get to 97 wins, that's pretty impressive. And that's going to win the division. But they're going to be beating up on each other so much this year.
How are we always in the division where it takes 97 wins?
I know, that is crazy. It took 96 last year to win it.
I think 92 would do it this year, just because they're all going to be beating up on each other.
Right, you're exactly right. That could very easily happen. It's going to be a rough and tumble black and blue.
And the problem with that is you won't have home field advantage, because even though we come from a better division and may have a better team,
right,
we pay the price for being in there with other teams that are of high quality.
And we got a target on our back because we're the champs.
Yeah.
We're the champs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they want us.
Were you saying 97?
I'll say 97.
97 wins.
Write it down. That will be very impressive.
All right. That would be.
Our lineup did get better with Yasmani Grandal as a catcher now.
Sure.
Right, that offensive right
I
there.
I like their video, the Mean Girls thing.
I just watched it. That's pretty funny.
You like it?
I love their videos. I'm producing videos now. I am.
That's
I got a
crazy.
Weekly show now.
It's crazy.
On the FaceTube. What do they call that? The Facebook.
The Fireman Jim show or the
It's Milk on Tap.
Milk
hosted by yours truly. It's a 5-minute in your face. I don't know how to describe it, but it's kind of cool. Let's talk.
Do you ever
some
have
baseball.
Guests on there, Fireman
I'm
Jim?
Gonna start having guests. So you guys in? Yes.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
I'm ready. I'm ready to come over. You fill in for us enough, Fireman, Jim.
I do.
I'd be happy to come in and fill it.
Baseball season is here. Fantastic.
We'll talk again next week, Fireman Jim.
Sounds good.